So before I give my homily a little, the introduction about myself, my name is Father Coy Tran, and I was ordained for the Diocese of Fort Worth. And after 8 years in parish ministry, actually today is my first effective day of duty to the United States Air Force as a chaplain. So I'm making my way down to Maxwell Air Force Base for my officer training school. And I have known Father Wayne ever since I was in the seminary, and I served under him as a deacon at St. Francis de Sales. So this weekend he needed some time off just to rest. So I said, Wayne, I'll give you a hand so you can get some time off. Since I'm on my way to Maxwell anyway, so I'm here. So, as a matter of fact, I have another homily prepared, but this morning, since it's what my effective duty date, I thought I would celebrate. So I went to Shipley Donut to get myself an apple fritter, you know? And that's what after my run in the morning, okay? So I said, I'm going to treat myself a little bit. And on my way in, I saw a homeless person. So I thought, well, instead of getting one apple fritter, I'm going to get two and I can share with this person. So after I paid for the apple fritter and went out, and I was about to give this wonderful treat to this person asked me, do you believe in God? I mean, I'm wearing a clerical. I said, yeah, I believe in God. He said, good. Are you a Christian? Yeah, I am a priest. He said, good. I hope you're not going to hell. You know, well, I try to be nice to this person. Then I said, I have an apple fritter here. Would you like one? And then this person told me, no, I got poisoned by people before, so I'm not going to eat your apple fritter. So I ended up with two apple fritters. So I guess I'll have to run a little bit more tomorrow to burn it off. But today's readings remind us that we are called to be prophets. And how do we prophesy? How do we preach the gospel? And how do we allow the gospel to be living in our life? Oftentimes we think a prophet is someone who holds like a secret, someone who knows the future, someone somehow special. But we forget that in each and every one of us, we're called to be prophets, because when we were baptized into Christ, the priest, prophet, and king. But what is a prophet, we might ask? A prophet is not someone who holds some type of secret. A prophet is God's own messenger. And in order for us to truly be a messenger of God, we first need to learn to listen. So first of all, my brothers and sisters, are we listening to God? Or do we come to God with a list of demand and expectation? Do we come to God every time in prayer and said, God, I only have 5 minutes. That's it, man. Only 5 minutes. I'm a busy woman. I'm a busy man. Do your thing. Well, if we only give God 5 minutes, or we always rush into prayer, can we really listen? And if we're not listening, then can we truly be a prophet? Because in order to be a prophet, we need to be God's messenger. And we need to preach the good news. Or are we only preaching ourselves? So in order to truly be a prophet, to prophesy and to speak in the name of the Lord, we need a life of prayer. Then that life of prayer should lead us toward a life of humility. In the day and age, my brothers and sisters, of social media, we have a new generation of what we would call Catholic celebrities, including priests and lay people. And sometimes we choose a podcast, we choose this personalities or that personalities according to what we like to hear. And so we listen over and over each day, of the things that we like to hear, the things that we like to accept, the things that make us feel good, the things that are inspirational. But the Word of God never challenges us to grow in our very own faith. And this is where complacency begins to kick in. And this is where it really begin to hurt. It hurt us because our society begin to use the Word of God no longer as preaching the good news, but the Word of God as a weapon against one another. And when we begin to use the Word of God as a weapon against one another, who are we justifying? Ourselves? Our politics? Our social agenda? Or who are we justifying? Me, me, me. I'm holy because I'm traditional, or I am truly Catholic because I care about social justice or the rights of people. Well, the Catholic Church and her teachings had never been about either or party or whatever. It's about the true integrity of faith. And that's why Jesus, in his own day, as you have heard in the gospel, were somehow became a creative tension even for his own community. The Romans didn't like him because they treated him like a rebel. And his own people despised him because they saw him as someone teaching without authority. Jesus was not welcomed by his own people or by the rulers of that time because Jesus remained to be that creative tension that exists among us, because he called us towards something deeper. He calls us not to align ourselves with an institution or align ourselves with politics or an empire or government or anything. He set us free to be children of God so that we can truly preach the good news. And what is this good news? That even though we were sinners, God sent his only Son as expiation for our sins, St. Paul said. This is the good news. The good news that set us free, the good news that make us joyful deep from within, the good news that give us peace even when the trials come, when the suffering comes, when the pains comes, and when the storm about to hit. My brothers and sisters, I can tell you, being a parish priest and working with our military personnel, our world is becoming very hopeless. It's sad for me to say this, but we're very hopeless. We are the people of swiping left and right, up and down. We are a people that constantly fill ourselves with things to occupy because we're scared of being by ourselves. We're scared of the silence that deep from within. We're scared of what's in there or what's not there. But only for us to be a prophet require us to look deep within our own self, into that void, into our nothingness, and said, Lord, help me in my unbelief. Today, before Sunday hits, we actually celebrate St. Thomas the Apostle today, the one who doubted. But also, once he had recognized Jesus, what did he call out? My Lord and my God. Thomas ultimately died for his faith because he knew who Jesus was. We will doubt. We will question. We will have our weakness, just like St. Paul said in the second reading today. But in our weakness, Christ is strong. God is strong because he didn't choose us because we were perfect, because we were good, because we were pious, because we were traditional, because we were progressive, because we were this or that. He chose us in all of our imperfections to be the disciples. So this leads me toward the second point. To be a prophet of Christ is mean. What did it mean? To be a disciple of Christ. To follow him. My brothers and sisters, it hurt me in recent times to see so many people say that I am leaving the Catholic Church because of this and that. because I don't get what I want because of what had happened. And I can tell you this, being a priest and being a Catholic, the church had never been perfect. And I grew up in a communist country, Vietnam. My brothers and sisters, the members of the church will never be perfect. But the church is perfect. She's beautiful because she's the bridesmaid of Christ. So if we allow the imperfections of the members of the church to turn us away from Christ, we have stopped being disciples. We will have our doubts. We will have our weakness. There will be times when we ask the Lord, why? There will be times when we don't have the answer and seem like things are falling out of control. There will be times when we are being questioned and doubted by the very people that we serve, or the very people that we love, the very people that we thought would know us and love us. But that's okay. Christ was misunderstood. He was abandoned, rejected, betrayed, and forgotten even by his own disciples. So if we call ourselves disciples of Christ as Christians, we know that that might be our same fate. We might be misunderstood. We might be forgotten, abandoned, unpopular, or don't fit the mold. And that's okay. This is the price of loving Christ. This is the price of following Christ. This is the price of leaving it all so that we can always abide with Him. So, what can you do as a prophet of the Lord? Well, perhaps do not go to the corner of Westheimer and raise a sign saying, you're going to hell unless you do this and that. You're going to get shot. Don't be stupid, right? So, that is ineffective. But you can be a prophet by what you do, by how you live, by what you say. We preach louder with our lives than with our words. We speak louder with the way that we live instead of the things that we say. My brothers and sisters, St. Pope John Paul II said, in this third millennium, we do not need more teachers. We need more witnesses of faith, people who are willing to give testimony to what they believe. My brothers and sisters, the church needs you. The church needs you to be Christ's prophet. The world needs you in its own hopelessness, because we can tell them, I am broken, I am imperfect, I am hurt, I am in pain, I am like you, but I know someone who loves you, who will never abandon you, and we lead them to Christ. This is what it means to be a prophet, not to preach ourselves, but to use the word of God and point people to Christ Jesus. What you will receive today at this Mass, in this Eucharist, I hope you will enliven it with your own lives. My Lord and my God, help me in my unbelief. Help me, Lord, even when I fail. Help me, Lord, even when it gets hard. Help me, Lord, for I love you because you have always loved me.